This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. I'm talking about shifting values. And it really all started with Herb and Ellen when they came back from Africa and talked about the beautiful sign that they saw on buses and houses and cars, true love can wait. Well, it didn't at that moment didn't mean a lot to me, but it started to accumulate the evidence that this is a movement and something that is changing in the world very powerfully. I can only say that when I was born into a time and society where sex and the body was something that people didn't talk about. It was a very prude society. And as I grew up into a young woman, I lived in Zurich in the early 60s, and as we all know, the 60s were the revolution when the young people started to want freedom and started to break these chains that with which they grew up. And it all escalated into something which seemingly was uncontrollable, because it just escalated into the opposite of being prude and secretive. Everybody was promoting free sex, and everybody thought that that was the way of life, and the way of life was having drugs and free drugs and having all freedom. And I remember that being in the middle of this revolution in Zurich, that I understood psychologically very well what was going on, because I understand that when something is so strongly forbidden and hidden, that somehow the curiosity takes over and wants to find out what's behind that. On the other hand, I was raised with values, with the value that sex belongs to marriage and is not something that you play around with. And it was a value that was not appreciated by my peers, because it became fashion to have free sex and to live free sex. And then it continued into the 70s and 80s, and I thought also into the 90s. But then you came with that statement, true love can wait. And after the seminar, our people from Europe left, and Irene left a German magazine. She gave me a German magazine. It's actually a women's magazine. And she said, well, have fun with it. I haven't had time in the airplane to read it, and I just don't want it. And I looked at the headlines, and I saw something about, in German, translated, true love can wait. And the story of a young couple who described their three-year-long dating and their belief that they didn't want sex before marriage. And they were talking in that article about a form, about a commitment that young people do in filling out a form, making a pledge and a commitment. And the content of that form is actually very, very beautiful. I was really touched, and I had to translate it for myself. They give in writing the pledge to respect and honor the purity in me and others. and to practice pure love as a child, friend, spouse, and parent, and to abstain of all sexual relationships before marriage, to be true in marriage, and to encourage others to do the same. Mm-hmm. And it's a funny thing, you know, they talked about how real famous people like actors and singers and tennis players, they all promote that openly and publicly. And, you know, then I thought, okay, that's Germany. I'm really curious what's going on here in America with the statement, true love can wait. And it's a movement that is escalating like fire all over. And it exists in America too, as a card that young people fill out with a pledge for abstinence of in sex. And I was reminded that while you were away on seminar tour, I had the UniHealing email on my computer. And sometimes I wasn't familiar with it yet, but there came these emails from FDA which promoted pornography. And I remember one day I was opening such an email, and there it said, already 800,000 whatever people have subscribed to us. And I thought, my goodness, when I noticed what it was all about and closed it, but still that amount, that number of people, that impressed me. And I thought, my goodness, so many people. And now, you know, I go in the webpage of this True Love Can Wait, and what do I read? More than 2.4 million young people have signed that pledge card already. Huh. What are 800,000 people compared to 2.4 million young people getting back their values? And in English, the card reads, what they sign is, believing that true love waits, I make a commitment to God, myself, my family, those I date, and my future mate to be sexually pure until the day I enter marriage. That's what has been signed already 2.4 million times. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And that's growing and growing, and on a web page there were these famous people, you know, Grammy award winners and actors who openly said that they support that and do that too. And I was thinking again of the value that, remember, actors and actresses sometimes, especially actresses, they used to say they couldn't get a good role in a movie or in a theater without that it goes over the bed of the producer or whoever. And so I thought, here is a Grammy Award winner who has made it to the top with a conviction and a value like that, and didn't have to compromise in the slightest, just standing up for her integrity and her value. And I must say, for myself, it was really beautiful, because I thought, in a way, it's very symbolic that the more I find my own divinity and can stand up for my own values, the more I find it reflected in the world like that. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful and impressive. And the shifting values obviously has something to do with me. It has something to do with my own inner conviction, because I know when I read this, it makes me just feel good. And that's what values for me are all about. It's something, it's not that sex is bad or young people are bad who try that out, but there is something in it which just makes you feel good and it feels right. And for me that's what it is all about, that when I feel something is right and it's good from within my heart, from the depths of my heart, these are values that I want to live and want to share with people. And I'm very proud of our young people, and I want to show you a picture of high school students who signed that card in a high school in, where is it, in Tennessee. And what surprised me the most was that on that picture, the ones you see signing that card are three young men. And I think that's just marvelous. Shifting values, yes, and it all starts with me. And so it is.